God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic and waves still pound upon the sand, and will when they're gone.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Less Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that express his reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet the Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awaken to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Less Visible.
Aru! This is your dog poet speaking, hovering over God knows what. Pretty much connected to something, I have no idea. Look, let's face it, the dog poet's a little thrashed tonight, or actually this afternoon, but for you tonight, and he's just totally going to wing it. He usually has a couple of talking points and different things that he deals with, but tonight he's just going to wing it straight out and see where it goes. That means there may be some pauses and some, I can't actually genuflect over the air, but, I try to do my best being suasive, and God, I'm losing my mind. But anyway, look, things have been really tough for me lately. I just want to say the pressure has been coming down like God knows what. It's just been immense. Has it been like that for any of you? I mean, it got so bad that I finally had to run to the watering hole. And unfortunately, that kind of juxtaposes with the show. Excuse me for a moment. That's a bit of a palliative, but God knows it'll only suppress the symptoms for so long. And then comes the big hurt. Mm-hmm, yes, of course, the big hurt. When one has to step back away from the pit one is hovering over, and of course, keeping one's balance at the same time is very important. And just kind of like crumple up into a fetal position and tremble for a bit. It's times like this you really wish you had some drugs. But hey, unfortunately, I put myself out of the reach of that. I mean, the nearest drug location that I know of is hundreds of miles away. And I am thrown back upon the sort of thing that ordinary people have to do, which is not pleasant. Let me tell you, if you are an ordinary person, but probably if you're an ordinary person, you're not listening to this show. But if you are an ordinary person, you probably take in certain comestibles that are not real friendly to your body, and definitely not friendly to your mind. There are other things that are much better for us. Nature gave them to us, but they're against the law. You know what? I'm against the law. Man, I've lived my whole life against the law because I'm basically an honest person. And as a result, exactly. God, would you personalities quit worrying in my head so at least one of us can talk? Good. Thank you very much. Anyway, this will probably be entertaining and sort of interesting for you guys, and at least it shows I can talk extemporaneously anytime I want to without having to look at a script. I generally will put some sort of a script together, not word for word, but something so that I can have, you know, guidelines and things about which to speak with, but I don't actually need them. It's just that the certain points are important to make at a certain point, but there are no points important to make right now because there is no point. Well, God, I did lose my mind, didn't I? Just for a moment. But, you know, the thing is, you can't lose your mind. You understand that? You cannot lose your mind because it's all mind. All right? That's the definition of hell and heaven. You want a definition of hell and heaven? Your mind. And would you like to see what I get visited on? Your body. Okay, very good. Thank you. Thank you. You're very smart. Stay after school and you and I will get together or something. But anyway, let me pause for another moment. Yeah, man, this is fun. I ought to do this more often. Now I'm going to talk and roll an American Spirit cigarette at the same time. I wish I was rolling something else, but I don't have that, you know. God, I got to tell you, it is so hard to get your hands on anything useful for your head anymore. Now, I'm left in a vacuum. And you know what? I mean, I feel like I'm being two-dimensionalized in a 40-ton press. You know, do you feel this pressure? I mean, I do. So I don't know about you guys. I mean, this is what set me off, I think, about 3 days ago, and it's been nonstop since then. It's amazing I can talk, really. And look, I'm actually rolling this thing fit pretty well. Okay. Excellent visible. I knew I could count on you. God, you're cool. Yeah. 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 Well, thank you for saying so. Anyway, back to the point. It's going into extreme meltdown, folks. The shit has hit the fan. The thing is, you see, when it hits the fan and when it actually impacts upon the faces of the people who are too stupid, so they're standing so close. Anyway, when that happens, excuse me a moment. God, I love American Spirit, even though R.J. Reynolds took them over. God knows what they're putting in there now. I think I'm growing breasts. But anyway, where was I? Oh, right, right. The aforementioned matter is impacting with the whirling conveyance of sorts. And, well, there's this interesting thing about time. Time in the human sense is one thing. Time in the divine sense is another. So that when the actual excrement hits the whirling blades, it can take a lot longer for it because our time is denser. Do you understand that? Oh, God, I don't want to have to go into the theory of relativity here. Besides, Einstein was wrong in the first place, but it's beside the point. But a brilliant hypothesis, really, you know. I mean, he was pretty convincing, but then, you know, most people don't get math, so... Hey, I don't get math either. What am I talking about? Yes, I don't know. Excrement from Shinola. I don't even know what Shinola is. I think it might be some kind of a product that you put on your shoes. Yeah, visible. Go on with your bad self. Keep rapping and talking. Probably somebody is hearing this and they're going, oh, man, what is wrong with that guy? Hey, if I knew, I'd fix it, okay? Maybe nothing's wrong with me. You know, maybe I felt too much, I lived too much, and too many things happened to me, and God knows. I mean, I went into uncharted territory, very uncharted territory. I mean, you know, if you consider going into the cemetery late at night on LSD, huge amounts of LSD, and sitting and waiting for Smashin Tara or Kali to show up, so you can have sex with her, well, that gets you a pretty good idea of where I'm at and where I was at for quite some time. And I moved on. I got more rarefied. I got into the Buddhas for a while. The only thing I never got into was Christianity because I've already lost my hair, and so I can't wear a mullet. I don't guess, and I can't wear a Rolex because I hate time, and I don't like watches. Hey, I don't have to show up for anything in the first place, do I? No, I don't have to be anywhere. Anytime, ever. Now, there were times in the past when I had to be somewhere, but not now, because God cut me loose. God sends me just a little bit of money every now and again. It keeps me alive. And man, That's sweet. Of course, I kept in good shape, too. Ah, well, here I am jabbering away. I have no idea what I'm talking about. I can't even remember what I just said, but... And I'm pretty good at this, aren't I? Excuse me. Let me just pause and shut up, Visible. Thank you. Okay, good. The things I used to do on stage, folks, you don't want to know about. Well, maybe you do. You know, I used to just try to bring it to the people, and that's what got me arrested over and over again. Lenny Bruce had nothing on me. In fact, his wife, Honey, called up a friend of mine and said, "Who is this guy that everybody is comparing to my husband?" Well, I don't know. What could she say? That was Bill Graham's ex-wife, Marcia Sult. Yeah. Lovely lady. She's around somewhere, hanging out, doing her thing, God knows where, but... So are so many of the people that I've met in my life. They're doing what they're doing, and I'm doing this. And this has got about 5 minutes to run. Thank God it's going to be over soon. But see, folks, my thing is, you know, I've always really been into being honest, so I don't want to lie to you. I could have just put off doing this show tonight because the kid's in the bag, but, you know, if I'd done that, that'd be just some more dishonesty on my part. And man, I hate dishonesty. I've suffered so much from it. And I, you know, I was always a truthful guy, you know, and look what it got me, you know. And the rest of them, they went on to their big careers and they just step on each other's heads and they screw each other all the way to the top. And then they meet each other on their way down, which is, I think, probably poetic justice. But... you know, I hate lying, and I'm not going to lie anymore. I don't feel like I've lied in a long time, but I'm definitely not going to lie anymore. Anyway, about the excrement hitting the fan, I think I was talking about it at some point. Sounds like yesterday, feels like. Anyway, it takes a while for it to impact, but it's going to. And I want to talk a little about this April 15th thing with it. Teabag party people laying their testicles over each other's eyes or something. I don't know. It sounds like a John Waters film, but hey. oh, stop me before I hurt someone. Anyway, this is the kind of thing they get into. You know what it is? It's a Republican Party maneuver to put Palin in the White House. I mean, you know, if anyone is stupider on this planet than Sarah Palin, I have yet to meet them. And I have met some pretty stupid people. But you know, you have to be stupid to be manipulated. And, oh, you think you're really smart when you're stupid. I'll tell you, when you're stupid, you think you're smart. And the more stupid you are, the smarter you think you are. Well, I'm not smart at all. The fact is, I don't know much about anything. But I know what I like. And I like you people. You've been good. You've been real friends of mine. I haven't heard from all of you, but, you know, that's okay too, because I do hear you telepathically. And I want to tell you, with this struggle that's coming up, you hold to the line, okay? And if you need to take care of yourself, do what you got to do, okay? But don't let it get you down, because... I'm going to tell you, it's a mother boy. It will weigh on you. Be right, stay strong, keep your intentions clear, and keep your heart open, okay? I can't tell you more than that. You know, I've been in every religion, every which way trying to find God. You have no idea. I actually found God and lost him again. I mean, where's that at? You know, but... running out of things to say, which is good because it's almost time to say goodbye. Look, you guys stay frosty, you stay strong, all right? Because it's kind of like Passover, which got hijacked by the wrong people, actually. When it comes, it might pass over you, all right? God's very selective. He knows exactly what's going on everywhere, inside your head and outside. He's absolutely tuned in. Trust me on that. Why he puts me through what I'm going through right now, I have no idea. But I can at least lay the blame at his doorstep and not at mine, okay? No, because everything is part of God dealing with us. Everything that happens to us is a special dealing of God with our soul. That's the reality of the matter. And, you know, man, you have no idea how tough this is. But, hey, he wouldn't have picked me for this if I wasn't up to it. But I tell you, man, I don't like the spanking sometimes. I didn't even do anything wrong. I mean, see what I mean? Neither did you. None of us did too much wrong. We're all pretty good people. And the people who aren't good people, they never think they do anything wrong. Well, this is your dog poet, or whoever the hell this is, wishing you sayonara, granting you my absolute aloha. I'll see you next week, if there is one. And, oh, guess I'll just sign off with the usual signature and say, Aru! And I'll actually keep talking until I stop.
The master laid it on the line. You can go with him. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.